anyone who has in their life had the opportunity to have a rescue animal come into their life recognizes that in reality, the question becomes who rescued whom. And that's not to say that the road is going to be without bumps, that there will not be a learning curve. But if you can muster a bit of patience and empathy, they're going to teach you more about friendship and love and resilience than you could ever expect. In her picture book, Dear Diary, It's Me, Stella, author Krista Keough takes us on Stella's journey to her forever home. Krista joins me now in Studio A. Welcome, Krista. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
And happy release day.
Thank you so much. It is an exciting day.
Tell us, let's start by just tell us about Stella.
Sure. Oh, about Stella. Oh, my goodness. So Stella today, she's about a 5 or 6 year old XL American bully. She's a rescue from Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, she's a hefty girl. She's about 65 pounds. So, and she's got gray and white, beautiful markings.
Yeah. And how has your journey been together?
Oh, my goodness. It has been a whirlwind. It's definitely been a roller coaster, a lot of ups and downs. And, at the start, when I adopted Stella, I hadn't seen a lot of what she had going on. Yeah. And after a few months, I started to realize that she was very reactive and that I had to do more, much more than I thought, to help her succeed.
Yeah. There's a bit of, I have a, as well, rescue Mia, who is a staffy, little staffy. Sounds about the same size, maybe a little smaller, but there's a bit of a honeymoon period when they first come home, right? Because they're like, oh, this is great. And they're on good behavior. And then you start to see, as you say, things come out. And it can be really, really challenging.
Oh, yeah.
Really hard.
Yeah, it really is. It affects so many different facets of your life and your lifestyle. And I think for me, too, my close friends and family were concerned because they could see that I was really struggling.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's hard not to bail.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. How did you keep from bailing?
Truly, after I wrote the story, it really was a turning point. I think when I started to think about Stella and the experiences and the challenges that she had, I started to see things differently and began to believe in myself. And I really wanted to be a fighter like her and be determined like her. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you know about Stella's journey to you?
Yeah. So I did get in touch with her rescue. They're called Fly With Me Animal Rescue.
Of course.
They're fantastic.
Yes, yeah.
And so they gave me a bit of insight that she was a dog used for breeding. She was in a home and neglected and was being put out into the street. And a neighbor had called in animal rescue and she was brought into a shelter. And that's all that they really knew about her story. But her journey is very similar to so many rescue dogs who are in a place where they're not being cared for, and then they go to shelter, and then they make their way to their forever home.
And you said that this, when you created the story, when you wrote down Stella's story, it helped you see and empathize with her, or, you know, maybe envision, put yourself in her place, I guess, so to speak, right? That, and what led you to do that, to write down her story?
Yeah, so one night I was sitting at my desk and I was just contemplating, like, what am I going to do? I don't know how to manage the situation. I have a dog who I don't understand. And so I sat down, like I often do, to journal my own thoughts and just sort of maybe express how I'm feeling on paper, and then I would feel better. And then Stella was sleeping next to me, so I looked down at her, and I just had this idea. I wonder what her diary would look like if she had written journals, you know, entries along the way. what would she say about how she feels and the experiences that she had? And the things I needed to do was to get some good equipment so we could do better training. I reached out to a behaviorist, Sylvia J, who's been on CBC, who's phenomenal. And we did a lot of different things. I created a community of supporters on Instagram who I don't know if I could have gotten through without that group of people, because they would constantly feed me new things to try and new things to do. And I just kept that in my mind. Like, if there's something I haven't tried, I'm going to do that first before I, you know, give up.
Yeah.
And so we just kept going. And so, but definitely there were moments since then that made me doubt my choice. But now here we are 2.5 years later, right? And we put in all that work. And she truly is, I think, a much more happier dog.
They have to trust too. They have to learn to trust that this is where they're going to stay and that they're safe, that you've got them, right? She probably had to learn to look after herself, right? She has learned to rely so much on herself. It's hard for her to trust that you're going to have it.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you, not knowing what your dog has been through or what they've been exposed to, there are so many different things that dogs can express. Some dogs have a hard time with loud noises. Some dogs, you know, don't like the vacuum cleaner. Some dogs lose their mind when the doorbell goes off. And if you don't know how that happened, the origin of that trauma, it can be really hard to figure out how to help them.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be. But it is in now. Things are better now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things are better. And they can be redeemed. They're all redeemable.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it just takes time and patience. I want to talk to, sorry, I get caught up because this is something that is close to me too. Okay. But you wrote down the story.
Yeah.
It's a picture book.
Yeah.
Who's it for?
I think it's for people like me, families who have rescue dogs, people who are maybe struggling with their dogs, people who are considering getting a rescue dog. I think it's for families who need to come together to rally around helping and supporting their dog in what they're going through. And I really hope it gives people like the courage and inspiration to keep going and not give up on their dog or themselves.
And how do you know Mind a Bean? You're illustrating.
Oh my goodness. So Gina Stavro is phenomenal. She's the illustrator, and we used only the colors that dogs can see to make the picture book.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's written from Stella's perspective. And I honestly found Gina on Instagram. I saw some of her work. And I totally fell in love, and I reached out to her. And then she wasn't able to right away, but a few months later, we started working together. And that was by far the easiest process, part of the
process.
Yeah, she was phenomenal. I loved everything she came up with, and she was a huge part of the process, yeah.
Where can folks get it?
Oh, thanks. So it's published by Friesen Press.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if you Google the name of the book, Dear Diary, It's Me, Stella, you'll see lots of places where you could buy it online. But you can buy it directly from Friesen Press as of today.
Awesome. Is there anything else, Krista?
Gosh, I just want to say thank you to everyone, and to you too, Jeff, for your support.
Of course,
and
as
a new writer, this is my first book, and I've just been so embraced by the writing community here in Nova Scotia. The Writers Federation was very supportive, and all of the writers I know have just been so welcoming. So I just want to thank them, and we hope you love the book.
Krista, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Krista Keough is the author of Dear Diary, It's Me, Stella, and also the dog mummy to Stella, The Journey of a Rescue Dog in Search of a Family. And you can find it through Friesen Press.